Audio Morning Brief for the U.S. Grain Market, 7:45 a.m. Eastern Time, July 21st. I'm Rich Possum for Critical Point. Okay, level three top in place for the corn market. The model is bearish into next week. The market would have to trade above the high of the week of 557.5 for the September corn futures to negate that or to cause some kind of complication where we need to revise it. Downside potential, give me a second here. I just realized we're not calculating that properly. And I want to put it right to there. Okay, what we have is downside potential to 514 to 503. Midpoint's probably about 508. Okay, that's the use of the critical point tool. And the model's saying fundamentally, yes, it can be valued that low. That's probably getting close to what? 50% retracements, maybe 61.8%. So use your 50% rule and some of your Fibonacci calculations. And yes, it doesn't have to go that low relative to what's going on with weather, crop conditions, yield projections. But at the same time, it can go that low with the same thing. It just depends what way do they want to swing in their calculations and doing it. Now, technicals have given a sell signal. It's overbought. We've got overnight weakness here. The Russia-Ukraine stuff is not mattering as so much. And the heat dome is not mattering as much as not a big a factor here. However, this could be a retracement into a level three bottom next week, only to see it go higher still in August. For the next level three, we could be in a very weird pattern when it ought to go down into a bottom in August first, a significant bottom, meaning it ought to go all the way back to near 480 for a truncated failed bottom, double bottom, and ideally lower to maybe 460, 440. But we can just see enough has changed that they could put the brakes on, that they just don't dare sell it that low that soon. They may want to wait to harvest and see how what's coming off the combine. Okay, they may want to wait to October. And it could be such a weird pattern that that August bottom comes in much higher than the July bottom, and that July bottom wasn't all that important. It could be that weird of a structure here, and again, we will attribute it to weather, okay? That's the bottom line, weather. All right, now, what else can I tell you on corn? It's possible it places a level four bottom today, bounces into Sunday, maybe Monday morning, and just because they want to buy a little ahead of the weekend because of weather. But I got an alternate scenario that really a level four bottom was actually yesterday, and that it failed already. And it's going to do the opposite of lower in the Sunday, Monday. So we just don't know for sure. But granted, if it takes above the overnight high of 537, goes above the close of yesterday of 537 and a quarter, that's pretty much a sign of strength, and it might be able to follow through a little bit. But overall, we want to give the bears a chance. We think this market is going down into next week. We think the upside's rather limited during August, that it ought to go down at least first, and then maybe bounce a little in late August. So we have to give the bears a chance here in the corn market. All right, now let's move over to the soybean market. Now, we believe a level three top was placed 2 days ago, okay, and placed at 1451 and a quarter. It was placed exactly at the midpoint of our critical point calculation around 1450. So kudos to that critical point study. It nailed it. And we're very thankful to the respect of the market, because the market as of yesterday, the high of the day, respected the lower upside objective, that critical point range at 1439.5, and it's now selling off. Fantastic performance of our price calculations. In addition, even though we weren't necessarily all that confident of level three top, we called it, and we're now getting some follow-through, okay? We can be off a few days. It could suddenly snap back. It doesn't even have to top out early next week, but we said we're favoring this week, and the week's about wrapped up, and maybe they'll come back in and just buy because of the weekend, but we don't think so. So what you got to watch out for is already violated yesterday's low. It is possible it could put a level four bottom in today and bounce a little later today into Sunday, Monday. But I'm more concerned of level four bottom as of yesterday. The market's already below it. It's failed. It may have even put a level four top in as of overnight. even though that's kind of early for it, and I would prefer tops during day sessions. At any rate, it's not looking good, all right? So when the September futures take out 14.12 1/4, and what's the low of overnight? 14.13 1/4. When it takes out the 14.12 1/4, I think that's a negative sign. And if the market closes below it, that's a negative sign. And it's below the five-day average. And if it can close below it more than just a couple of cents, I think it's a negative sign. I'm staying with the model outlook. Beans are going lower into next week. And that's long enough and important enough that it must also suggest that either the bullish weather is backing off, I doubt it's turning outright bearish, but it is interesting how there's holes in some of these hot temps where it's not hot. It is interesting where there's still rains where it's hot or at least warm, and some of them extremely heavy, which could be a problem. But overall, it's still not adding up as bullish as it really should be if this market's going higher in coming weeks. Now, also keep in mind, we're calling a level one top, and I need to make a note on my chart, but I'm calling level one, level two tops, and we'll just deal with it. If it takes out this week's high, we're going to have to start over, and may even something else can change something where we're bullish all the way into September, but I seriously doubt it. So we believe soybeans are finally on the same page of wheat and corn that topped weeks ago. Beans are going down into a bottom sometime in August. Now, I realize it could be early August. That's not that far away. And that may be a more bullish scenario in late August into September. But it's also possible beans stay down into late August, bounce a little bit in late August to maybe start of September, only to go lower in September, October. So I think it's pretty much an over and done with for the year for soybeans. But I will say, a little concerned of the strength in China, a little concerned of the, or more than a little, concerned of what's going on with the weather in China. And there is reason to be concerned of the weather in Europe. But those things could be long-term supportive to the U.S. They don't have to be drivers for the U.S. right now. And to me, Brazil is still a bearish factor. They got all the beans you want, okay? And I think they're willing to sell them. And the same thing for corn. And yes, the economies are improving and demand's improving, and we've seen a pickup here in exports, U.S. exports of grains, but I don't think it's consistent, persistent enough, and high enough, and it's too soon, okay? I think we got to deal with harvest. I think the seasonal trend is down into harvest. So I'm going to project beans going lower, and I just realized we got to do some calculations there. Okay, if it takes out the 14.12 1/4, we're going to generate a critical point downside objective of about 1385 to 1368, midpoint around 1376, 77, okay? I think it's 76.5, something like that. Daily indicator behaved poorly for the bulls during the last 3 days. It didn't really want to be all that bullish. It was somewhat overbought, and now it's turned down, and it's given us a sell signal. And I think there might have been one false buy signal within the recent days here. So I think the odds are increasing that we could be correct on this. Run your Fibonacci, your 50% range, and you can run calculations down to the July 13th low if you want to use model bottoms. But I think traders are probably using a chart low of July 7th and then also of June 28th. So you may want to run calculations off of that as well. So we're bearish the beans and we're putting an alert out. We think level one top's in place. It's time to put the beans down into August, maybe all the way to October. And if we're correct on this, reverse modeling would suggest the weather isn't going to get more severe, the crop damage isn't going to get more severe, or the market, even if it does, the market's already dialed that in. So it must not be a huge amount of damage yet, okay? Now, when we flip it the other way, more standard analysis, looking at the fundamentals and trying to put it into price, we're coming up with where we just don't trust this bullish weather scenario. I'm sorry, we may be wrong here. It's very risky, but we just don't trust the bullish weather scenario moving forward. All right, let's move to the September wheat. Now, in the September wheat, it looks like the market's backed off enough to put in a level three top, but the model's saying that doesn't add up right. So I'm a little concerned there could still be some Russia-Ukraine news that's going to put it up early next week. But I'm also concerned that the market overdid it. It's going to back off a bit here, maybe a bit more today. And then when it rebounds the start of next week, it will not put the market higher than 750 and three quarters, the high of this week. It'll only retrace some, but that would actually be the true level three. The market got a little ahead of itself, topped out a little sooner, should have. There'll be some lingering level three buying, but I'm not convinced those level two, level one traders that make the biggest moves during the year, I'm not convinced they're the ones that are really pushing this. They're doing some. There's no doubt in my mind they're doing some, but I don't think they're doing a lot. I think this is very short-term traders. I don't even know if it's all that much level three. And maybe level four interweek and day traders that really have created this move, and they may go away soon. So I don't trust additional upside, even though the model's saying it ought to go higher, and it ought to top out early next week, and then it ought to drop for some of next week. I'm a little concerned it's already starting the drop, okay? So watch for support at about 698. That was the prior upside objective. And we really don't have any quality additional upside objectives. If it's going above 750, we don't think it's going above the June 26 high of 770 and a quarter versus September Chicago wheat, okay? It may find support around 707 today. It may find resistance or buy stops, additional demand, don't know for sure, but it may find that around 716, 717, more likely 717, okay? And then obviously if it trades above the overnight high at 733 and a quarter, then we've got, if it does that today, we've got a new level four upswing into Monday. If it doesn't do it to Sunday night, Monday, yes, it's a new level four, but we got to start looking for it at the top right away. And it could still be that level three top and come down, all right? So now, what can we use for downside objectives? Let me calculate something here. I'm going to start from that 750 because I think it was so extreme. And so we might have as much downside as 683 to 665, 674 midpoint. I think that will probably fit with Fibonacci people doing some downside calculations, 50% rule. Now, the Fibonacci people might have lesser downside than that. I'm fine with that. And we want to watch the five-day moving average around 697. That's a live average. It's going to fluctuate. That may be all the downside there is. That may be a good support level because it coincides with about 698 on our prior calculations. That could be a point to bounce one last time into that level three top. So we can't rule out a bounce early next week above 750, and that probably will be an escalation of Russia-Ukraine problems and not U.S. weather and not U.S. crops or anything else around the world for that matter, okay? But the point is it may bounce only as a bit of a retracement of the drop from yesterday's high into this morning. May only be a little bit of retracement. Doesn't have to have anything to do with Russia-Ukraine. It could be just technical trading. And then down it comes, okay? But I'm a little concerned. Is it possible we're missing something here and the market's just going to give up on us and not give us a chance to call a level three top next week? It might just keep dropping fear. I don't trust it. But ideally, it should show us a little stability here into early next week and maybe higher to much higher and then down in that level three bottom. But one way or the other, we're convinced there's some selling coming next week for corn, soybeans, wheat. Unless something escalates with Russia, Ukraine, and something escalates, blows up here, and the weather scenario to really get them scared over that heat dome. I don't think the heat dome's really going away. I've got to get caught up on that analysis. And I think it can last for a week or two. But it's also moving across the country. And a question as it moves across, will it make it really all that hot for the Eastern Corn Belt, which I don't think is doing all that bad, okay? daily indicator is overbought for the wheat, and it is trying to roll over for a sell signal today, but I don't know how much to trust that. Don't have much else for other news here. Granted, there's things going on with India on their rice side of things, and we already know of the sugar story, and there could be other pockets there that somehow trickles into corn, wheat, soybeans. We know of the China weather, the European weather, that it's not just U.S., it is Northern Hemisphere. We know there could still be weather stories here for the bulls, but I got to stick with the forecast. These are nothing but knee-jerk reactions for corn and wheat, and overall, they're going to go lower. And I think we just seen a significant top in soybeans. I'd sell it and put buy stops on it and start over if we have to start over, and we get caught off guard on the weather lasting much longer and much more bullish. I'm willing to take that risk and deal with it. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Have a great day, great weekend. Thank you.